Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us in studio right now is Kathy Kalis. She's CEO of Chai FM. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much. How are you?
I'm actually very good. Thank you for asking.
Right.
So 14 years. I must tell you, you don't look 14.
No, I don't feel 14 either.
What an age that was. Gosh, you probably don't ever want to feel 14 again.
Okay, so I've got a question to ask you.
All right, go
Are
with
you
it.
Finding it difficult to recognize people after the pandemic?
Yes.
I find some people have changed so much, I don't recognize them.
Yes.
And I feel terrible.
The others I pretend not to recognize, which is actually very useful because then you can always say, I don't recognize.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
write that down. But no, it's very weird. It's taking us, I think as social beings, it is taking us a long time to get back into it. I'm finding I'm not socially fit anymore. I can do and I'm an extrovert, but I can only do a certain amount with people or a lot of people, and I'm exhausted. I've got to go home and lie down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's weird. It is very, very strange. But the last year, I mean, when we think about the last year in this half COVID world, half not COVID world, from a radio perspective, I mean, Chai FM was just a phenomenon during COVID. It was a lifeline for people. I genuinely believe that the station saved lives. There's no question in my mind.
And our helpline as well. I mean, they were getting 700 calls a month.
Insane. Insane.
It's a very, very high call rate.
Yeah. So you've got all of that, but then the difficulty is when you're sort of half in this COVID thing, you're half out, you're managing studios which are there's no open windows. There's, you know, the worry and the stress of if somebody gets ill. All of that was still from the age of 13 to 14 as far as Chai FM was concerned.
Yeah, why isn't your microphone masked up, by the way?
It's impossible to this microphone. And I've told it a lot of times.
Have you told it?
I speak to this microphone all day. Doesn't
it's an anti-vaxxer.
it's on ivermectin. It's fine. Oh, gosh, we can't be trusted in studio either, Kathy Kalis. I'm going to throw you right out of here. but I mean, that was, I know, a major stress for you.
For sure. And it was the number one priority was keeping the Chai FM people safe. You know what it was. I mean, you had to, there was just you and one other person in the studio. During the pandemic, there were four people who were allowed into the studio in total.
Yeah,
Nobody else was allowed on the premises. Everybody was, you know, working remotely. I mean, fortunately, we were in a position where we could set up, you know, remote working for everybody, get everybody onto contracts and onto data packages.
Right.
Thank God. And, you know, it's interesting because if it's working, then we can let people work remotely. And why not?
Mm.
I can remember during the pandemic, it was International Radio Day. There was a United Nations function, and I was one of the panelists. And it was a Friday afternoon. Under normal circumstances, I would not have been able to participate.
Right, of course.
But there I was. I turned off my camera. I was listening, and I was making challah in my kitchen.
Yeah, which is an incredible thing.
Exactly.
Well, I actually can notice that even in terms of the interviews, because what we found as everything evolves is people don't want these long, detailed interviews on a morning show. They're quite tight. They get to the point, and we move on. And what we found is people now on Zoom, we can see them, we can talk to them. They don't always have to be in studio, and that gives us access to so many more people. It saves people time. They don't need to drive from wherever they are an hour or here or there for a 6 or 7 minute interview, and it just gives us so many more options. It really has changed the way in which we can approach bringing content to people.
Yeah. Look, the pandemic, and I think our content on Chai FM really boosted our listenership.
Mm,
people were looking for hope, entertainment, and information, not necessarily in that order.
Right,
but that is what we were providing, you know, and I think that you were a large part of that. I think all of our presenters were.
Yeah.
And, I mean, right now in Johannesburg, we've got 125,000 listeners.
Incredible.
And that is incredible.
Yeah.
On the internet, and that's empirical analytics.
Yes.
We average about 15,000 listeners a day.
which is phenomenal.
From around the world. Yeah, we see 81 countries. People are listening. So there's...
You can see it because that's when people are... I mean, you can
see what time we pick up New York, what time... Right, yeah, so we pick up New York like midday South African time. Australia is with us through the morning. Sydney.
Well, you heard, maybe I shouldn't have told that Python story in my bad Australian accent.
Say good day, mate.
Right, I did.
Make nice, Howard. And, you know, so we can see all of that. And we've had to cater to that as well. Because a lot of those listeners who are listening to us internationally are Jewish people from diaspora communities. Mm. And believe it or not, we are the only English Jewish talk station in the world.
Incredible.
I always thought that was outside of Israel.
Yes,
but investigated, we're not. Israel doesn't have an English medium talk station.
Well, what I find interesting is how many people in Israel say to me they tune into Chai FM for the Israel report because they're getting information about Israel, where they're living from South Africa, which is also so fascinating.
Yeah, our listenership from Israel, from the United States, from London, from Australia, all around the world. You know, and then there's, you know, these smaller cities. So we've had to develop products to cater to the diaspora community. Mm. So, of course, we started the global update.
Yes.
That was in the last year. In fact, it's the last few months. It's getting a huge amount of traction. You can access it on the Chai FM website. It's presented
by
Michael
McKenna. But the easiest
McKenna.
Way is just sign up for it. Yeah, I get it every day subscribe. In my inbox. Yeah. So you don't need to go to look for it. It comes to you, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So you know. I mean, that's just one way that we've catered to international listeners. Another way is that our helpline, we've worked with a company to develop technology where you can call the Chai FM helpline in Johannesburg, speak to a counselor for free. From anywhere in the world.
That is amazing.
Thank God. Yeah, and we're looking at starting another helpline next year. But I can't tell you about that now. But, I mean, we're at a point now where we need to look to the future. By the way, wherever you're listening to us, why don't you just pop us a message, either on Telegram or on email. Email is on air at chaifm.com or... on Telegram, the number is 0618951019. We'd love to know where you're listening to us, where you're picking us up.
And Barry S. saying, if you look respectively, you guys did the most insanely amazing job. Well done. Thank you, Barry S. So what's the next year? What are we going to talk about at the 15th birthday?
Okay, so let me tell you a few things that our listeners probably don't know, but that you kind of take for granted, and Mukundi as well. Is that during the pandemic, we built a second live studio. We've also built an auditorium, which can facilitate studio audiences, bands,
that's
comedians.
Incredible.
And the whole idea behind that is that we're going to have that and it's going to go out live on air. So who knows? You might get to be one of the studio audiences.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Although, I don't know, Mukundi, if we could cope with a real studio audience. Yeah, you know, because as it is, even the machine doesn't clap for us the way we want it to.
So. Okay, audience isn't about controlling the audience. I'm just saying.
Oh. You know, all right, so then maybe.
But it would be nice for people to participate. I mean, radio is participatory. It's collaborative, right?
That's the whole basis of what we do.
It's interesting. I had a meeting at one of the universities a few weeks ago, and one of the people that I met with said, is your content on, he said, I was introduced, and he said, oh, Chai FM's my favorite station. He says, is your content intelligent on purpose?
And I said, yes, it is.
Because we're an educated community, and our community and our listeners have pushed us to constantly be better. You know, I will stand by the fact that I think we have the most intelligent listenership in the country.
There's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt. I know I know as the morning presenter.
And I'm not saying that
I'm held to a very high standard. If I get something wrong within seconds, I'm going to be called out on it.
Yeah. And you know what's so interesting is that it's not just Jewish.
Oh, no,
it's
definitely
not just
not.
The community. Do you know what I mean? Like our listeners across the board. All races, all religions, all cultures.
Yeah, which I love that.
Are really intelligent and they found a home on Chai FM and that is why we've grown our audience.
Yeah, but I think we are offering something that, and not to knock any other radio station.
No, we don't do that.
But it's just not something that is generally expected. the type of conversation, interviews. I mean, obviously there are, you know, but we hold ourselves to a very high standard here.
Well, we have to, because our listeners hold us to a standard.
Yes.
I was saying to somebody the other day, do you know who my boss is? Like, no. I said, it's the same as your boss. It's the listener. The listener is our boss. And everything has to come down to that, from who advertises on the station. In fact, Kate Turkington, she was in studio a few weeks ago, and she's part of the team now. And she said to me that a friend of hers was listening and said, you know, they've got such high quality advertisers. And it's true. You can listen to any of our advertisers. Mm. They really are high, high quality advertisers. So I'm very proud of that. I'm very, very proud.
Well, Barry S. continuing, he says, one of the saddest things for me during lockdown was the suspension of Hi Kids. I think it's the most amazing radio concept. It must be the only radio station in South Africa who give kids an opportunity. So glad that it's back.
Yeah, thanks, Barry. Yeah, that was very difficult. We did try and continue it, but the kids at home weren't getting the same sort of support that they were getting in studio.
And they need the constant training. I mean, that's the idea,
and
really.
And the support. You know, sometimes a child may have got to, or even if any presenter actually, can get to a point where they're just, you don't know where to go next, right? Because your guest has said something that's thrown you, whatever it is, and you need to be able to communicate with your engineer, let's take a song.
You know? Absolutely right.
So, yeah, but there's been some really, really big radio names that have joined Hi FM.
All right, so tell us about those.
Well, you know about Stan Katz.
We do
all know
indeed.
About Stan Katz and his love affair with Kanye West.
Yes, Kanye. That's going well.
Kanye. But boy, is it funny in terms of his content. Melanie Walker.
Oh, yes.
So she's doing a gardening show every Sunday morning. It's called Blooming Lovely. We've also got Kate Turkington. She does the most amazing travel show. Kate is so multi-dimensional. This woman has so much depth that she takes you on an armchair journey. You know, when you're talking about Malta, when she was talking about Malta, and you're going to the church, and then you have to go down to the harbor, and this is, I now want to go to Malta. I had no desire to go to Malta before.
That's so interesting, because she takes you.
She takes us with her.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. She's been.
She's been everywhere.
She really has been everywhere.
Yeah, so she's not reading off a script. I mean, this is something that she's actually experienced.
And a real professional.
She's wonderful.
An icon. So that is incredible.
And such a lovely person, Howard.
To have these names associated with Chais, it's just absolutely amazing.
It's a huge privilege. Jeremy Maggs. He does news on a Sunday on herding cats. And then Michael McKenna, he's ex-television, and he's joined Chai FM. He does the global update, and he also does news on Sundays. Our Sunday programming is fairly new, but we're bringing in news from 8 a.m., starting on the 1st of December.
Oh, that's amazing.
So because you know how it often is, breaking stories in Israel and around the world. Do you remember we used to do, on the Morning Mayhem, we used to do the terrorism update.
Yes, yes.
Do you remember why we did it on a Monday?
No.
Because most terror attacks were on the weekend.
Wow, that's interesting.
And if you're not broadcasting news on a Sunday, our listeners have to wait.
Till the next day.
Until
to
the next
get
day
the
to
news.
Get the information.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But and it's interesting Sunday, because that's almost it's going back to the COVID thing, where people connect to the radio, way that is relevant, and its company, its connection.
It's a companion, exactly.
So Sunday is really in many ways no different to Monday or Tuesday, you know, or any other day. So it's actually wonderful that we are providing this range of entertainment and interesting entertainment during the course of a day.
Listen, Stan Katz, you know, to be sitting around the pool on a Sunday, and you're having a braai, and the kids are swimming, and you've got the music on, and you're listening to the best music. I mean, the byline is Herding Cats. It's where all the great songs have come to play. And that's really exactly what it is.
Javi says, good morning. I listen every single day from Israel. Anton L. listening in from Cape Town. He said he's a bit dangerously close to Lukapas as the crow flies. But you know what? We'll keep a close eye on him. The dreams for the next year.
Okay, I have to also have to tell you about this young man here.
Who?
Mukundi.
Oh. Yes, tell us about Mukundi. Besides winning an award at his graduation,
yeah,
which we're very proud of.
Yeah. Okay, did you know about his graduation?
Beforehand?
Yeah.
No.
Mukundi apparently told everybody.
Well, not
he
so much.
He told two people. He told Harry and Senna. It's okay. Hang your head in shame.
Yeah,
I see
exactly.
It. I see it, Mukundi.
Exactly.
Anyhow, so Mukundi approached me. When was it, Mukund? It was in about June this year, I think.
Think around May, April.
Was it May?
Yeah,
April, May.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, I've got an idea. There's a lot of Jewish communities up Africa and or people who identify as Jewish.
Right.
I really have an idea for a show and I want to run it past you. And he did. And he does a fantastic show every Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. It's called Tribal Pursuit. And I'm so proud of you, Mukundi. And
you,
and I tell you something, you have got a fan base, hey?
He does. There's no question.
I'm telling you.
I know people who call him Sugar Lips. I'm just saying.
I mean.
Out there.
It's so interesting to see him bashful.
It's very nice, though. I like
it.
I'm
trying to apologize for the graduation.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So going forward, we are obviously going to look at our programming. This year, we also got we purchased our own outside broadcast equipment, which means that we can basically do an outside broadcast every time somebody opens a packet of chips.
Right. I like that. Opening a packet of chips. We'll be there. We'll be there.
And not only that, is that it's taken the costs down. So it's very affordable.
Oh, that's incredible.
So we can come to you. We bring 125,000 of our friends.
Yes, exactly. We'll be at you. Just tell us what time to show up and bring us coffee. Make sure you got coffee and then
we just need electricity. So make sure you got a generator.
Absolutely.
But we'll come. We will descend. Just get
and,
into
and,
the...
And having done a few of those, the energy that you bring to a place and the way in which you reflect the energy of the outside broadcast to our listeners, it's so real. There's nothing to match that, really.
Yeah. Howard,
mm-hmm.
I need to go because I need you to play something.
Oh, okay, fine.
Many, many years ago, talking 2005.
Yes.
There was a gentleman by the name of Barry Scheer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a music producer. And through his sister, he heard about the station and he offered to do a Chai FM song. And a song was produced for Chai FM.
Wow. Wow.
And then we lost it.
Oh.
Because it was on a CD. It wasn't on the cloud. This was long before the cloud.
Right.
And I would really like to play it now.
Incredible.
Chai FM's 14th birthday. Thank you for being with us. Thank you to us advertisers for supporting us. Thank you to my unbelievable team. I am so proud of you. And thank you very much. God bless. Have a Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.